Well, hello out there and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton, and with me today I have Betsy Smith. Welcome, Betsy. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Betsy Smith, now you work at the Wellness Center quite a bit, and you're into yoga. That's where I've kind of caught word of you, as Brenda has been a long time student of yours in yoga. How long have you been doing yoga?
I've been teaching, practicing, and learning yoga for 52 years.
52 years. Now, you didn't grow up around here, though, right? Where'd you come from?
No, I grew up in Florida.
Yeah, what part?
Delray Beach, Florida.
What beach?
Delray Beach. On the east coast, north of Fort Lauderdale, south of West Palm Beach.
So, really? How you were born there, and you lived most of your life there? What brought you this way?
I was gung-ho college education, and I was a home ec major, so I went to Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa, because the school was recommended so highly.
Is that right? So you wanted to get out of Florida. There wasn't any good schools in Florida for home ec?
Well, at that time, Iowa State was number one.
It was?
Yes.
And you went for the number one
spot?
Yes,
I did.
Wow. Okay. Well, that says something about you, doesn't it? You always go for the best, right?
I sort of step out of my box, the safe box.
Yeah. So you got any kids?
Yes, I do.
How many?
Three.
Yeah. Are they good kids?
Yes, they are. My daughter, Trudy, is 55, lives in Chesterfield, Missouri. Uh-huh. My son, Chad, is 52, lives in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. And my third son is Tyler, and he is in Seattle, Washington. He is 42.
All right. And you're married?
Yes, I am.
What's your husband's name?
My husband is John.
John. Okay. John Smith. And what's he do for a living? What's he do anymore?
He has a welding shop, a fabricating shop here in Jerseyville. And he has been in business for himself for over 40 years.
Okay. So you went into home ec class. Were you wanting to teach home ec when you were younger? Or what were you wanting to do? What was your plans?
No, my plan was, I was in merchandising and retailing. I wanted to go into the clothing industry to be like a buyer in a large department store. Uh-huh. I had an uncle that was in clothing, and I had a passion for it as a young child.
My wife has a passion for clothing, yes. We've invested very heavy in size 6 or 7 shoes, and we hope it pays off one day.
Great.
Anyway, did you work in that field for a while?
Yes, I did. My first job when I was married was working in a bridal store.
Yeah.
I was the manager of a bridal shop, and I did everything but pay the bills. So
wow. Your first job?
Yes.
That was a lot.
I had to call the manufacturer and say, "Where's the wedding dress you promised last week? We have 8 days to go before the wedding."
Yeek. Yes.
I had to take a seamstress 100 miles away on the morning of a wedding in Iowa in farmland because the pins fell out of the skirt and the dress never got hemmed. Yeah. So she had to hem the dress in the kitchen of the bride.
Oh, boy. So how long have you been in that type of work?
About 5 years.
Okay. And then what happened after that? Where'd you go? What'd you do?
My husband took a job which transferred us to Jerseyville.
Okay. Let's step back a minute. Were you working in Iowa back then?
Yes.
Okay.
At the bridal shop.
Okay. So he took a job that transferred him to Jerseyville.
That's correct.
Okay.
It was with Bush Hog Kraus.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And he took the job as an engineer. And that transferred us down here in 1975.
All right. So what'd you do?
I went to the hospitals, and I went to the Y, and I said, "I teach yoga, and I teach tennis. Hire me."
Uh-huh. And they did?
Yes.
Okay. And so yoga, of course, my wife, Brenda, she's into yoga. I think I took one yoga class one time. I don't know if you were the instructor or not, but I did it once, and I kept falling over all the time. So I don't know. I mean, and I came back, actually, I came back from the wellness and told Brenda, yeah, I took a yoga class. You took a yoga class. Huh, I should be taking yoga. You should go take a yoga class. So then she got into it, and she loves yoga. All right. What does yoga, what do you, when you tell, when people are, for our listeners, tell us what yoga can do for a person.
A yoga class is an overall body experience, physical stretching, breathing, slowing down, holding poses, strengthening your muscles, your bones, and relaxation. Mm-hmm. Everything that you need to do, which you cannot do unless you're very disciplined at home alone. So a group lesson submits you to the class and the socialization of the class.
So when you get in there, you play some music, I imagine.
Yes, I do.
Some like hard rock and roll music.
No.
No.
But it's a lot of the music could be upbeat from the past, but it's all instrumental.
Instrumental.
Yes.
Okay. And how many people do you have in your class usually? It
will vary. I can have 3, I can have 13. It just all varies upon the day, how mm-hmm. people feel and how many people just show up and appear.
And you also have, you're a swimming instructor?
Yes, I am.
So did you ever, how did you get into being a swimming instructor? You have some experience swimming?
Yes. Yeah. I was an avid swimmer growing up in Florida. I swam competitively for years.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a very good, strong swimmer.
Yeah. What was your best stroke?
Probably freestyle.
Freestyle.
But I wasn't quite dedicated enough to want to do the competition. So I let that go, picked up tennis, and I was a tennis player for a long, long time, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So when I came to Alton, Godfrey area, I had the experience of many years with tennis, and with yoga, it made me feel so good that I wanted to pass on.
When did you pick up your first yoga class? Was that in college?
No.
No.
I had just had my second child, Chad. And I was 25 and took an adult education class through a school. And I said, I feel so good. I have to learn more and teach this.
Yeah. And there's a little, is there some spiritualism in yoga?
Yes, but I choose not to do that because a lot of people feel that it can be sort of dangerous if you tamper with the mind. And so I let everybody pretty much choose their own free time and their own quiet time as I am instructing.
I see. Okay. What are some of the things as far as being, when you've been in yoga, what has happened that's made you feel better about yoga? What are people going to feel when they come out of, when they get into yoga?
The whole goal, you feel much better when you leave than when you've walked in. Through the breathing, the concentrated breathing patterns, the slow stretching, the holding of the poses, you're opening up joints, muscles, ligaments, tendons that are very tight.
Yeah.
So you're doing a self-massage plus self-therapy. You are sometimes your own massage therapist, your own chiropractor, your own physical therapist.
Okay. Now, before we started this interview, you said something about 1992. So what happened in 1992?
My daughter graduated from college. I said, let's do the MS 50-mile bike ride.
Yeah.
I was encountering people coming to my classes or contacting me through water, of my expertise in water, that had multiple sclerosis. And I started teaching people one-on-one personal training, multiple sclerosis patients, their muscles relaxed so much better when they were in the water.
Okay.
So she and I trained briefly and rode our bicycles from Alton to Herman, Missouri.
50 miles.
50 miles. We could barely walk, much less ride a bike.
And you thought you were in shape?
Yes.
But you weren't in bike shape.
No. But it opened up my mind what my body could do if I really had would train for that for the purpose of multiple sclerosis and to raise money and to help find a cure for MS or to find more advancement in the techniques of therapy. And so I continued this for at least 15 years afterwards.
Okay. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Betsy Smith, who was a yoga instructor and also a swimming instructor at Jersey Wellness Center. Now, you also do a Qi class, right? What's Qi?
Tai Chi.
Tai Chi.
Tai Chi is an ancient Chinese art of self-defense.
Yeah.
But it has been presented in a way to help people with arthritis.
Oh.
So it is extremely good. It's very, very, very good for focus. It's very good for balance. It's very good for memory. And it enhances your movement of your joints because it's done very slowly.
Okay. So give me an example. What happens in the Tai Chi class? You know, because I'm thinking about doing this, but I don't want to fall over. So what?
You have to listen. You have to look. You have to feel the movement.
Yeah.
So it's.
So do we all start standing up?
Yes.
Okay. And like we get a good base on it?
Yes.
Okay. And then what? We go.
Then you follow me.
Yeah.
So your ears have to be open, your eyes have to be open, and then you start moving with me as I teach it.
And whatever you do, we do.
Yes.
Okay, well, what if we can't do it?
You sit down, and then possibly you just do it with the arms, or you just do legs, because I have people that do not have
the
good
mobility.
Balance or coordination. Oh. Absolutely.
Okay, so they could actually sit in a chair and do it.
Yes.
They had to. Okay, which is
The greatest thing is anyone who comes to a Tai Chi class has incentive to remain balanced and not fall.
Yes.
And enhance the brain memory, because you have to start to memorize the format.
Ah, yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about, as we get older, about falling, you know, and that's the key thing, isn't it? To
yes.
keep from falling. Yes.
It's the number one question that when you go for your wellness check every year with a doctor. Have you fallen this year?
Yeah. And why are more people falling these days, or have a tendency to fall? You know, what's the reason?
Two reasons.
Okay.
Medical, they may have an underlying disease that they do not know they have, uh-huh. which is under the umbrella of dementia, the brain.
Okay.
Number two, lack of focus,
mm-hmm.
carelessness. So you're enhancing and enriching the brain through the theories of Tai Chi to keep looking and watching. But if you had all of a sudden stumbling, or if you started shuffling, mm-hmm. then that would be a note that you might have an underlying issue of Parkinson's,
mm-hmm.
dementia, Alzheimer's, MS, muscular dystrophy.
I see. And so this could really help with dementia.
Yes, then. It does.
Yeah. And you have some folks?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Yeah.
I have people with dementia. I have people with Parkinson's. And I have almost all elderly that have arthritis.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got arthritis. Once you hit 50, I think you start getting arthritis.
Arthritis can happen at age 5.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So all this is good to combat arthritis, which eventually can combat a lot of different things. But as far as like falling, any tips for people? Because I do see some people walking, you know, some elderly people, and I see them kind of walking and kind of getting hunched over, which, you know what I mean, and looking down a lot.
Yes.
And which I guess they're afraid of falling. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also they have not been taught how to walk correctly.
Oh, so you can teach them that too?
Absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, what's the ABCs of walking correctly?
Looking forward, not down. Gazing 3 feet in front of you. As you gaze out, you look outward, and then you will not become humped.
Mm.
And knowing what your stride is, knowing your safety, watching for curbs, watching for sweet gumballs, watching for wet leaves,
mm-hmm.
paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Knowing what's around you.
Correct.
Having awareness. Yep. That's important. How about in swimming? Is swimming pretty good for, I know it's good for everybody, but it's got to be good for seniors as well.
Swimming is the icing on the cake.
It is.
Because there is no resistance in swimming with weight bearing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the buoyancy of the water that helps all the joints mm-hmm. and all the tendons, the ligaments, the muscles. When you swim, you get a very, very good workout because when you're in the water, the resistance is 11 times harder than if you're doing a land type of exercise, but it slows you down. So you have to know the correct form in order to do it correctly. But you burn a lot of calories and you can do it at your own pace and being in competition with no one but yourself.
So in a swim class, is it similar to a yoga class where everybody watches you and they imitate what you do?
They do what I do, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's a swim class usually last 30 minutes?
No, probably 50 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. But anybody can slow down. Anybody can drop out a little bit. Everybody works according to their own capability and ability. I never try to push anyone beyond their limits.
Well, did you, you have quite a few people signed up for that, for the water classes?
Yes. Okay. I teach a variety of water classes from a high aerobics to water Tai Chi to a walking water class to a silver sneakers class, which has a special board for people with arthritis in their shoulders and their arms.
Really?
Yes.
I see. And you all you teach swimming lessons, both as groups and as individuals.
Yes.
Okay. And do you teach kids?
Yes. So my youngest is 6 months old.
You're teaching somebody right now?
Yes.
6 months?
Yes.
All right.
With the parents.
Uh-huh.
Because a child under the age of 3 is still very attached to a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I am monitoring them. I'll take them, give them back to the parent, tell the parent what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 month child is the best because they have just been out of the embryo and they love the water and they float and there's no fear.
Yeah. So how do you start off when you're teaching somebody to swim, like a 6 month? What do you do?
We float them. We get their ears in the water. We turn them over. So if their face gets a little bit wet, we blow into their mouth so that they catch the air and don't choke.
Uh-huh.
We then start just making them relaxed and pass them back and forth to the parent uh-huh. so that they're feeling very comfortable in the water.
Yeah. If you just let them go, will they just naturally swim?
Have you ever
did that? No. They won't naturally swim?
They won't. They'll float a little bit, but not what some people think. No.
Okay. So you have to teach them?
Yes.
Okay. How to move their legs and their arms?
Yes.
Is the dog paddling kind of natural for them once they...
Not really.
No?
It starts out in that way, but once they have a brain that you can say reach and pull, then they start doing that because they're reaching and pulling for toys. So you're teaching the same type of methods that you would on land in the water.
Now, you are a fitness advocate.
Yes.
To the extreme. All right.
Yes.
So give those listeners out there that maybe wanted to get into fitness, but, you know, they just haven't did it. You know, they just kind of be putting it on the back burner. They know they shouldn't. Maybe they don't think they're capable. You know, but give us your pitch on why people ought to come to the Wellness Center in Jerseyville and sign up for some classes and get their life back on track as far as fitness. So what do you say? What do you see to those people?
There's nothing greater than to be healthy. To be healthy and to be happy is the greatest gift that you can have, but you have to be submitted to helping yourself by doing it. If it's walking, if it's doing a yoga class, if it's doing a water class, whatever it may be, if you sit and do nothing, your body will stop. And so will your mind. You must be continually stimulated to live, not just exist.
Okay. So how many people do you teach a day in your classes?
It varies.
Okay. But give me an example.
Today, I had 5 people in yoga.
Okay.
This afternoon, I will have a balanced Tai Chi class. Normally, there's 12 or 14 ladies in that class. This is my light day.
Okay.
You're pretty busy. I am very busy. I teach 6 days a week, but yeah. It's not 6 8-hour in a row. It may be 2 hours, 3 hours here, 2 hours in Alton. I float around. Okay. My teaching experience is phenomenal because I'm around so many different people and different ages. The oldest lady I have at Nautilus in Alton is 98 years old.
I'll be darned.
And she takes Tai Chi. My second oldest is 94 in Bethalto. She takes the balanced Tai Chi class. And my oldest man is 92 in yoga at the Wellness Center in Jerseyville. Uh-huh. And he's been with me for almost 20 years.
I'll be darned. Yeah, that's great. Well, I know my wife Brenda is a believer in her. She says you're great. She loves your yoga classes.
Well, Brenda's one of my favorites.
Is she?
Loyal and favorite. Good.
Well, you have any other words of wisdom you would like to share with our listeners?
I feel that God has given me the ability to want to stay healthy so that I can pass on health, wellness, and fitness to other people. I also was an avid cyclist until arthritis came over and took over to the where my hands are really quite bad and my shoulders, and my rotation was not really good, safe on a bicycle. But before that happened, I joined the Illinois Cops bike ride.
Yeah.
2011, and rode with them and participated for 7 years. The bike ride was from Alton to Chicago in 3.5 days.
Wow.
Not really knowing why God had a purpose for me to do this until the 7th year when Blake Snyder, one of our police officers in Godfrey, was killed. My yes. daughter babysat for him.
Oh.
I know the parents very well.
Uh-huh.
That was my mission, to do that bicycle ride for that family. And now their mother, Peggy, his mother, has taken over and helped people with Illinois Cops after losing her son.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a bad deal. Well, Betsy, we've ran out of time today, and I'm sure you got to get to another class, so I'm going to let you go.
Yes, and thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for coming in. Have a great day.
I will. Thank you. You also.